At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome in to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for finding us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and more. We're also on Dash Radio. That's every single night at 7 p.m. That's where you can get your heat fix. Download the Dash Radio app, search for Nothing But Net, and that's the channel to find us. Also, fivereasonsports.com for all the latest from Brady Hawk, Josh Houts, and the rest of our writers with no paywall, and the Five Reasons YouTube channel as we speak. Royal Shepherd is hosting the post-up 5R show, as he does after every single game. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. We encourage you to sign up for Best Ever. That's BSTEVR.com, BSTEVR.com. This is where you can run simulations on just about anything in the NFL. You want to see how your NFL team is going to do with some new players? Add those players to the team, play them against last year's team, and see how that goes. You can play teams from different generations against each other. You can swap out just about anybody, and you can follow the stories that are on the site. When you basically punch in the information, they'll spit out an entire game story, a box score, and all that good stuff, and just tell you how it went. So it's a great place to settle arguments, and it's free. BSTEVR.com. They're going to be adding their NBA platform shortly, so be on the lookout for that. We're going to be using that quite a bit here on Five on the Floor and also on our YouTube channel. So go to BSTEVR.com. Nothing to lose. You got 5 minutes. Play around with it. See if you like it. And now, tonight's episode.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. On the
floor. Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily show on the Miami Heat and the NBA featuring Ethan Skolnick, with Alex Toledo and Greg Sylvander, part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor after a very disappointing performance for the Miami Heat. Alex Toledo is there at the arena right now. Got to witness this thing in person. He got to see 23 points from Dylan Brooks, the latest random scrub Heat killer. He's a little better than that, but still shouldn't be scoring 23 in the third. Finished with 28. Valanciunas had a huge first half, finished with 20 and 10. And Kyle Anderson with 19, 7, and 6. Memphis missing several players, including Brandon Clark and, of course, Justice Winslow, because we sort of assume that. They still score 124. The Heat get 28, 3, and 5 from Butler. They get 18, 10, and 10 from Bam, his second triple-double of the season. 16 points and a team best plus 18. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a minus 18. That's not team best. I was reading that wrong. 16 points and 6 rebounds from Victor Oladipo, 14 from Duncan Robinson, 19 from Tyler Hero off the bench, and Goran Dragic with 9 off the bench, but we're going to talk about him a little bit later. But the big story here, and I've just got Alex tonight. Greg will be back with us tomorrow on Floor is Yours. The big story tonight, Alex, is, and I saw our guy, Nekias Duncan, tweeted this out. You know, the Heat kind of forced the Grizzlies to take a ton of corner threes, which is not typically the strategy in the modern NBA, to get teams to take the shortest, easiest three-point shot. But Memphis is not a great three-point shooting team, but it backfired big time tonight. Memphis ended up 17 of 41 from three. So they pick up 51 points on three balls alone, shooting 42% from three, 55% overall. Eric Spoelstra addressed it after the game. But what did you think of the strategy?
So the strategy, I mean, there's nothing new with it. Like, we've been talking about it. They continued either blitzing and trapping or just straight up switching Bam onto Ja, which is more of the case tonight. And when you do that, like, Bam is an awesome perimeter defender. Like I talked about another podcast, he's a cheat code because you can take out guys. Like, you can do all types of different defensive coverages if you want to take out specific guys. And look, I think this was a a bet on trying to take Ja out of his rhythm. And I guess they did a good job at that because everybody else was scoring except Ja. And what happens was, I just think they did a poor job of executing the actual system tonight. Like, they had to, you know, they had to send help at Jonas Valanciunas every single time he got a mismatch, because that guy is just a, you know, a giant. And it, the corner threes are coming over and over and over again. I think guys were getting beat off the dribble a lot. And I think we might have jinxed it with that last episode we did on the defense, because, like, they had just been executing, you know, different complex coverages so well. And, like, the rotations were so crisp. And tonight was the complete opposite. Like, it was just over and over and over. And not only did the Grizzlies kill it from the three, they also killed it inside. So it was like, pick your poison. That was the whole thing tonight. And, like, I like that you mentioned Nikias's tweet, because that was really just kind of the summary of the game, where he said in his tweet, you know, the Grizzlies 95% of the time are playing against a drop and taking kind of contested floaters and shots that they don't really want to take. Whereas tonight they were able to kind of find open looks over and over again.
You talk about Ja. Ja really struggled tonight, and then he got hurt late, or I thought he should have been taken out a little before that. But let me ask you this question, because a lot of this is as a result of sort of trying to overcompensate in some areas. Okay, so we talk about Valanciunas. It's pretty clear that the bigger bigs are going to give the Heat some problems. That Bam is elite at guarding all types of different players, but the real physical guys tend to be the ones that give him the most trouble. And he was 7 of 9 from the floor tonight. He made 1 3, but otherwise did a lot of his damage inside. Okay, but the other thing that has been a consistent problem for the Heat has been the point guards, and particularly breaking down the defense. But that's one of the reasons that you got Oladipo, and, you know, Ja ended up tonight. I mean, I'm just looking at the numbers. He was 3 of 8 from the floor. I mean, I picked him in Prize Picks, which is probably why this happened. Just 3 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 4 from three. It seemed like Vic was doing a good enough job sort of handling him alone. I'm just wondering,
we just didn't get to see it enough.
Now where you, well, right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, are we at the stage now where, like, they shouldn't be overcompensating in that area? You know what I mean? Like, they still have an issue against, like, multiple bigs inside, real physical bigs and height, because they don't have a ton of height, obviously, beyond Bam. And Bam's asked to do so many things with the switching, with everything else, with getting on the shooters. But, like, I feel like there's too much compensation going on at the, you know, to make up for the point of attack, when the point of attack really shouldn't be as big an issue right now.
Well, I don't think it's just about the point of attack, but it is a good point, though, because, like you said, Oladipo is here, and I think now would be just a good time to see him get these defensive reps on really good point guards. And I think the times that he did cover Ja, he did a pretty good job in general of just kind of following along with him, sticking in front of him. And obviously, I think Bam can cover Ja. But like you said, it just leaves, you know, some of these other spots just vulnerable, especially when you're over helping. And if the help doesn't come in the right time, and, you know, that's really important, because you can run the same coverage game after game after game, but it doesn't matter if you're not executing it properly. Like, it's all about timing. I feel like in the NBA game, when things are just happening so quick, guys are firing off the pass as soon as they see the coverage. And look, like, it was not there tonight. I just think guys were late, whether it was helping early, helping late. And it ends up with, shout out to Cooper Moorhead, with Memphis going 11 of 15 from the corners and 16 of 20 at the rim. And I just think that's a result of, you know, completely mis-executing the coverage.
11 of 15 from the corners. I mean, again, it is the shortest.
A team that's in the top, in the bottom 10 in true shooting and offensive rating.
And it wasn't just, look, Desmond Bane is proven to be a pretty elite 3-point shooter. And I know he's a guy we liked before the draft, you know, as
Boy,
a rookie, but some of the guys that were he's going to be a good player, but like some of the guys that were making those shots, I mean, you know, again, sometimes you just chalk it up and you say, you know, this happens. Okay. Some teams get hot. Every NBA team is capable of a game like this where they sort of play above the expectations in a certain area. But with that said, like, I don't know. It felt like the overhelping, you know, some of the zoning up. Sometimes I just want to see them guard their own man without the soft switching. And I know it's a crazy time to be talking about this, because, again, we just did a long breakdown about how good their defense has been. So I don't want to totally overreact to it. I think on the pregame, Greg and I were talking about how, and Brady and I were talking about sort of how this is not a great matchup for them. So I don't think this was a total surprise, but I don't know, the consistency of it and sort of never adjusting to it was a little frustrating. The second half of this episode, I want to focus on Goran Dragic with you, okay? But for right now, what else jumped out to you? Because, I mean, Bam was really impressed.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Impressive at certain stages of the game and ended up with a triple-double, but there wasn't enough impact in the second half. Jimmy put up numbers, but if there was ever kind of an empty numbers game from Jimmy, it was sort of this. I felt he took a long time to take over. And again, without getting into Dragic here, because I want to save that, Duncan got off to a decent start but had some foul trouble. I thought Hero looked pretty good. But Oladipo, I felt he trusted – the one positive tonight was I felt he trusted his body a little bit more than we saw in the first couple games. He seemed to be playing a little bit more instinctually. What did you see there at the arena?
I mean, Depot is still struggling as a shooter. He had that 1-3 that he made in rhythm that I thought looked really good. Like, he just caught it off the catch and shot it confidently, right? There wasn't any type of hesitation, and that was good. And I liked how he was getting to the rim pretty much at will. And like you said, he's just been kind of aggressive, fitting in into that complementary role that he's in. Now, I do think the minutes where he was playing with Goran without Jimmy, and I'm still talking about Vic here, were kind of a mess. I think that's where the Grizzlies started getting hot. I mean, they weren't able to create good looks. They weren't able to score. I've just really liked what I've seen from Depot as like a complementary guy more than anything. I don't think he's done a great job of like creating offense, as a pick and roll guy, but he gets Bam rolling to the rim and he's done a really good job of finding shooters in general. So I like that he's still getting there. He got to the line 6 times tonight, which is really, really good, just because I don't think the Heat got to the line as much as they wanted to tonight in general. And I think that's one of the things that Depot is going to actually really help with in the playoffs, as long as he can keep getting to that line. I mean, I thought Bam played a great game offensively, but the whole team was just it felt like they were out of sync, especially like kind of like midway through the second quarter when that run first started. And just, I'm so mad that I had to be in person for the Dylan Brooks game, because every single shot he made was just like so frustrating to watch. Like, it doesn't look like it should ever go in. And then he was just making plays. It was just a frustrating game to watch, where it's usually been the offense is a problem and the defense is crisp. The defense was not crisp tonight, and the offense definitely was not great by any means. But I think we saw some positives there, just because Vic and Jimmy can kind of get to the rim at will and create stuff from there. And although it's still a question, tonight was tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can always tell when it's tough to watch for Spoelstra, because those are the only games he ever picks up technicals. Late in the game, he was frustrated with something that happened with Valanciunas.
And the media, his media session ended so quick. I don't know if it's ever ended that quick before.
Yeah, well, it has, but I mean, yeah, on nights like this, it might. I feel like, you know, he just wanted to get the hell out of there tonight, because they didn't. Yeah, they just didn't execute what he wanted to do. And I think at a certain point, I mean, they got the game down, and we're going to talk about Dragic in a second, but they got the game down to 3, I think, on a Dragic 3, and it just went. And in part because of that Oladipo foul, which, you know, the flagrant one, which led to 5 or 6 point possession, and they just couldn't get back up, and essentially that's what happened tonight. All right, I want to talk about Goran a little bit, because we haven't focused on him much. I want to devote 5 minutes to him after the break. Before we do, though, I want to tell you about our friends over at Seltzer Mayberg. We tell you about them all the time, because they'll take care of your traffic tickets. You got a slip and fall, personal injury, any of that stuff. They're the best. They're there in North Miami, just south of the Golden Glades, off I-95. Beautiful offices down there. They can help you 24/7 at onecalllegal.com. That's onecalllegal.com. But also, they do real estate law, and they can also handle your refinance. So if you want to get the low price of $295 reach out to them at Seltzer Mayberger. Give them a call at 305-444-1565. That's 305-444-1565. Mention Five Reasons. You'll get that $295 closing fee on all purchases and refinances. Again, that's 305-444-1565. Make sure you have an attorney-owned title company handle your contract and closing. Makes it much easier for you. They can also handle all of your other legal needs. You get a divorce, car accident, slip and fall, immigration. They can do it for you at Seltzer Mayberg. Everything's in-house, and they're ready to help you with it, whatever you may need an attorney for. So again, one call legal, onecalllegal.com. Let's get to Goran Dragic. He is one of our favorites, obviously, I think, for all Heat fans, all Heat observers. Everybody loves Goran. Everybody respects Goran in terms of, you know, the way he's come back from that injury last year. But we talked about it even after that 20-point fourth quarter he had. He's just not getting to the rim anymore. He's not getting past anybody. Defensively, he competes, but he seems to be even a step slower. You know, even tonight, he had the three threes, so the numbers looked okay. But again, everything is, you know, step backs. There's nothing sort of going to the basket anymore. Kendrick Nunn didn't play again. When do we get to the point, Alex, where it makes sense to play Nunn or Vincent more and Dragic less? I've been told he's not going to play both sets of back-to-backs or both ends of back-to-backs and all that already. But does it make sense to have more of a shutdown of him so that he gets to the playoffs, and you just hope he's a little more explosive than he is now?
Definitely makes sense. And, you know, we've kind of hinted it throughout other pods this season. Now they really have the depth and, you know, picking up another off the dribble playmaker in Victor Oladipo to kind of take the stress off of him. And because it really felt like they could not be without him before. Right. And, you know, not saying they still can't use his offense, but you're right. Like, he just doesn't have that same burst that he had last year in the bubble, where he just looked really spry and healthy. And, like, I still like him as a guy who can operate in the pick and roll. He's still good at that. That was their bread and butter. That was one of their three, you know, like, kind of pet plays in the bubble that got him to the finals, was that Goran Dragic, bam, pick and roll. And I still think it's effective, but I just don't think it's at that level that it was last year, where it was like, well, it's tough to stop, especially when you got your shooters, you know, hitting at such high rates. I don't think Goran, even with a screen, gets to the rim like he used to. And again, off the screen, which is kind of problematic, because that's the kind of the whole point of it. Like, even Tyler gets to the rim off a screen. And also, Goran isn't hitting that jumper at the same rate he was last season. So I just think he's had kind of an overall decline. I think it does make sense to sit him out some games and play Kendrick. Obviously, you know how I feel about Kendrick. I'm not exactly super high on him, but I just think it makes sense, because I think you have enough guys who can set up for him and just kind of make it work. Because I think, like, if you really want this team to get far in the playoffs, Goran needs to be feeling 100% or as close to that. And he doesn't look like it right now.
Yeah, he doesn't look like it at all. I mean, I think we know what a spry Goran Dragic looks like. And I don't know whether, you know, it's just a product of age at this point. I think it may just be more of a product of one of these things we may hear about after the season, which is that maybe he came back a little too soon. There was a lot of burden put on his body during the playoffs last year before he had the injury.
And then the short turnaround.
We thought it was going to be, at the very least, you know, several weeks before he'd even be working out again. It was much quicker than that. They didn't have a full training camp. And then he hasn't really been able to get his rhythm. So we thought maybe he could get his legs with some of the time that he missed, but it just hasn't happened. I don't want to count him out, because, I mean, he's a tough SOB, man. And I do, you know, I think everybody's rooting for him. But I've seen this story before, and he's already kind of changed his game a little bit to become more of a three-point shooter. So that transition was happening, but he also had the threat of being able to get to the basket, and he was an elite finisher at one point. I'm going to look at the numbers tomorrow, Alex, but I don't think the drive numbers are there. I don't think it's just because of who he's playing with. It just doesn't seem like he's getting past anybody anymore. And that's a little distressing.
He's also a free agent.
Yeah, he can't turn the corner. Exactly. All right. Check out our sponsors again. Seltzer Mayberg, onecalllegal.com. Best ever. BSTEVR.com. Thanks to Alex. Greg will be back with us tomorrow. We'll do a Floor is Yours as well. Play Prize Picks. Use the code 5. Don't take John Morant. I took John Morant tonight. I also took Trae Young. That worked out better.
Welcome, Dwayne Dedman, by the way.
Oh, welcome, Dwayne. Yeah, we talked about it on the pregame. We'll get at it tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.